And call toll-free 1-866-SEE-JOYCE or visit us online at joycemeyer.org.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause and Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause and Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause and Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
The anointing, if you're truly anointed, you're not seeking great things for yourself. As a matter of fact, all the troubles you have been through up until now have been God allowing and working in you to do of His good pleasure, so that when He brings you in to a place of governance, influence, your mind is not going to be on being influenced, being the governor, throwing your weight around, commanding people, amen, oppressing people. No, when you get there, your mind is still going to be on God. It's not about where I am. It's about who I serve. It's not about what He's done. It's about who He is. One of y'all can get this someday. Do you understand? All this that God allows in your life is not a rebuke in a sense, not a chastisement. It's not that God don't love you. No, He's got to get you so to when He does bless you. When the promise manifests, you don't get caught up in the promise. You don't get caught up in the blessing. Hello? Let me tell you something. You know, Solomon, as precious as wisdom is, and it is the principal thing, Solomon got caught up in his wisdom. Listen, he got caught up in his wisdom to the point where he didn't need relationship with God. He was so wise. He just had it like that. See, David, the difference was David, when he would mess up, he'd have to go back to God. Solomon had wisdom. But at the end of Solomon's days, he said, all is vanity. So God works and works and works so you don't get caught up. The Bible tells us, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither the rich man in his riches, neither the mighty man in his might, but he that glories, let him glory only in this, that he knows and understands the Lord, who is the exerciser of loving kindness in the earth. If we are to glory, we are to glory only in the Lord. The sooner you understand and you get a hold of that, the sooner you're going to see providence taking you out of the sheepfold. Ask somebody, where are those sheep? Number four was that God made his name great. The servants knew he was a valiant man, a man of war, cunning, skillful, made his name great. Number five, God gave him great favor. It says that Saul loved him. How many know that God will prepare a table? Let me bring that into the present tense. God is preparing a table in the presence of your enemies. They can look, but they can't touch. They can be mad all they want, but they can't harm you. Tell somebody, because I'm anointed. God says it himself, touch not mine anointed. Do my prophets no harm. I declare, God is preparing right now. And it doesn't matter who don't like you. We're not here for people to like us. You're not here for everybody to like you. It ain't that you're trying to make enemies. No, it's because of the anointing. There's a part of you people can't identify with. You step over into that anointing, you become a different person. Hello? You take no enemies. You take no prisoners. Amen. So he gave him favor. Saul loved him. And number six, he made him and he is making you skillful in warfare. See, all this, I'm going to show you something else. Because see, all this is while he's tending sheep. He's just in the court temporarily. See, while he's in the court, his name goes out. He's there temporarily because they're not at war. See, Saul is, God is changing the guard in Israel, and Saul is struggling with demonic spirits, and David is brought there. He's given favor, and God showed him in the wilderness with the sheep how to wage war. Can you imagine David creating, or by the Holy Spirit, writing the psalms, the hymns? Many of the psalms are hymns and songs. And can you imagine him there, whatever type of instrument he had, a harp, guitar, whatever it was, out there strumming in the starlight, and the presence of God coming, filling that whole landscape, that whole side of the mountain, filled with the presence of God. God training the anointed man how to bring heaven down till it feels like heaven in the room. Come on, when you're anointed, you got to know how to bring heaven down. God made him skillful in warfare. You have to understand something about warfare. The Bible says this in Proverbs 18, and I believe it's verse 21, in the power of the tongue is both life and death. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Let's look at that verse just for a moment. I want to quote it exactly like it is. Proverbs 18. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Say it with me. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Say death and life. I want to show you something maybe you've not seen before that's very important for us to understand. When you are speaking life, you are simultaneously speaking death. When you are speaking life, you are speaking and ushering in God's kingdom. But while you are ushering that in, without even having to pay attention to what the devil doing, or how busy the devil is, or what he done tried yesterday, without even addressing that, speak life, because in the power of your tongue is life. And while you are speaking life, you are speaking death to the work of the enemy. You don't have to get into argument trying to straighten folk out. Just speak life. Just keep speaking life. Just keep declaring life. Keep decreeing life. Keep proclaiming life. They will love to get you into arguments. Just speak life, because in the power of your tongue is life and death. While you are speaking life, you are speaking death to a domain. God will make you skillful in warfare. A lot of us, a lot of so-called warfare will cease if you just start saying the right words, believing in your heart and putting it in your mouth. Your mind will be transformed. You won't even think like you used to think. Stuff that used to trouble you won't even trouble you anymore. Stuff that used to cloud your mind, cause you to be anxious, age faster than you should, all that stuff will be put to rest simply by speaking life. Faith will come. The spirit of faith will rest upon you. It'll lift you up out of stuff. Tell somebody, speak life. He made him skillful in spiritual warfare. Saul was backslidden, in trouble with God, rejected by God, but yet he was in the function or position of the king. So he used someone anointed to drive the devil off of him. You know, God needs you to use you to drive the devil off some folk. They may not even be right. They may not even be your friend. They may be your enemy, but when God really anoints you, when the anointing really starts to take your life over and govern you, it don't matter. God is kind to the just and the unjust. Hello, you can't be carrying stuff in your heart for people that are your enemies. You can't get it right with God because you carry stuff in your heart against people that are against you. No. When the anointing truly takes over your life, you don't hold stuff against anybody. It might hurt, but it ain't going to harm. That's why you got to become skillful in warfare. You can't get in a whole bunch of mess and foolishness. It'll taint, it'll contaminate your heart. Before you know it, you start seeing wrong. You start talking wrong. You start carrying grudges. Come on, the anointing is to destroy every yoke. He'll sometimes send you somewhere to bless somebody that's going to try to hurt you, to love somebody that's hating you. Come on, this is Christianity 101. This is a test you got to pass. You want to graduate. See, when you keep the word in your mouth, though, your mind gets renewed. You start to think like God thinks. I know not long ago I was going through some stuff and I was having to do some stuff that I didn't want to do. And it involved people. But God quickened my mind and let me see how he was treated. My mind, I saw it. I said, my God, they treated you like this. But yet he loved them. Yet he reached out to them. Yet he'd go the extra mile for them. Yet he would cover them. Yet he would try to nurture them. Not one of us have resisted under blood, striving against sin. None of us have been on the cross saying, Lord, forgive them. Amen. He'll make you skillful in spiritual warfare. And as we go into chapter 17, we see where when you are anointed by God, when that oil is poured on you, divine providence, you become bigger than yourself. Come on, I said you become bigger than what you alone can do. Providence starts working in your behalf. It says, now the Philistines in chapter 17 of 1 Samuel, verse 1, now the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle and were gathered together at Shocho, which belongeth to Judah, and pitched between Shocho and Azekah in Ephesh-Mim. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together and pitched by the valley of Elah and set the battle in array against the Philistines. Now, I want you to see something. David has found favor in the court. Is that right? But even though he found favor in the court and he was skillful in driving the evil spirits away from Saul, I want to skip up a little bit here or move up a little bit here and show you something. In verse 15 of chapter 17, all this battle is being put in array, but it says in verse 15, but David went and returned from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem. I thought this was it. My big chance. I'm getting tired of this up and down stuff. They just don't know who I am. This is the third time we see where he went back to feeding the sheep. But tell somebody, providence is at work now. That's why while you're in your wilderness, while you seem to be alone and no one cares, learn to praise God. Learn to adjust your attitude and learn to wait upon God. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. You see, David was ready because he went back to the sheep without a problem.
We have come to the close of part 20 of The Faith Crisis, The Next Level. Divine providence begins to work on your behalf when the anointing oil is poured on you. The anointing enlarges what you can't do alone. Humility must accompany the anointing. This level of faith is bigger than you. Saints must locate themselves in God and wait patiently on the anointing. Once you receive the fresh oil, arise in your faith. Expect a fresh move of God and prepare your hearts for the next level of faith.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning and 7 p.m. Sunday night. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.